yes, you can build the business you want, impact your community, and bring revenue into your business. You just need the right strategies, support, and focus. Now, I don't have to tell you that surrounding yourself with a group of like-minded and success-minded people is only going to move your business forward. And that's what you get inside my Thrive membership. Inside, you get access to weekly live Q&A calls, industry-specific business training, accountability, and resources that will bring ease and give you back time. This group, part mentorship, part coaching, part mastermind, will keep you focused on what matters. So what does matter? Well, your business getting a steady stream of new clients and being able to seamlessly retain your existing clientele and building those systems that allow you to take time out of your business. Head to spring3.com/thrive to find out more and join an upcoming interest call with me. Now, here's this week's episode of the Pilates Business Podcast. What would you say if I told you that your boutique fitness studio could generate $100,000 predictably, confidently, and consistently? You probably would tell me that I'm dreaming, right? Well, I'm not, and neither are the studio owners who have done just that, or better yet, have made their multi-six-figure income. Now, a multi-six-figure studio business is absolutely possible and within your reach. If you want to know how, stay tuned to this episode of the Pilates Business Podcast. Well, hi there. I'm Saran Glanfield. I'm a business and marketing strategist just for boutique fitness studio owners like you. If you're ready to be inspired and make a bigger impact, you're in the right place. All you need are a few key strategies, the right mindset, and some support along the way. Join me as I share the real life insights that will help you grow a sustainable and profitable studio. This is the Pilates Business Podcast. Welcome back to the Pilates Business Podcast. I'm Saran, and I really appreciate you joining me today. And I'm kind of excited to talk about today's topic because we are diving into the numbers and we are going to get into the nitty-gritty when it comes to talking about how to make money and banking profit and making more revenue. And if you know me at all, I am kind of a no-nonsense kind of person. I'm not that good with small talk. But if you bring me a problem and you bring me a spreadsheet, you can trust that I'm going to be right there next to you figuring out the solution. I work with so many studio owners who are struggling to grow their business. Their business have plateaued. They often have a lot of ideas for growth. They see opportunity and potential in their business, but they're not really sure where to go next. So this might be a little bit familiar to you. Maybe you know that you need to feed your social channels, but if you're like anything like me and many of my studio owners, finding the time to take that, snap that photo and put together that caption is, well, the time isn't there. You're teaching, you're subbing, you're figuring out how to set up all of the online classes as well as in-studio classes, as well as figuring out all the different mandates that we are working through. And you're working so many hours a week that you perhaps can't find the time to even sit down and figure out where the opportunities are on your schedule for doing other things. Maybe you're just busy every day putting out the fires and taking care of just what needs to get done. But when it's over, you feel like you're spinning your wheels and not really getting anywhere. Now, I know that you're working super hard. And I know that there is a fine line there between what you're doing right now and burnout, where there's no time or energy left for anything much else outside of your business. You are not alone. I know there are many studio owners out there who feel the same way. And I have to say, it doesn't have to be this way. Okay. And I think when we truly understand where the opportunities lie and where there are levers in our business that we can pull, then that you just can just breathe a little easier and you can find a bit more flow in your business. So I have a tested and proven path to generating additional revenue in your business, in a studio businesses just like yours. And this has been a path that has been proven for many, many studio owners, and it can be true for you too. Now, I know that we have all got our eyes on revenue numbers right now, but if you are a studio owner, a home studio owner, or you have a team of teachers, or maybe you have an empire and you have multiple locations, we know that that six-figure number is a milestone, whether it's your first six figures or your 10th six figures. Why is this such a milestone? Because, well, as your revenue grows, and especially when you start hitting six-figure revenue numbers, you get optionality. You get options, okay? Some people say more revenue brings you more freedom, but I actually think it brings you options because you can choose what you want to do. You no longer have to do that one thing. You now have choice. You have choices about where you want to spend your time and where you want to spend your money. So you have the choice of whether or not you want to teach. You may have the choice over whether you want to spend more time with your family. You may have the choice over perhaps investing in some additional equipment or a larger space. Perhaps it will bring you some freedom that you can take a step back out of your business so that it's not running you. What happens as your revenue grows and as your profit grows alongside it, you have more choice within your business, and you have more options, and you have more freedom. Now, there are many, many ways to make an extra six figures in your business, but just waiting for the dollars to roll in is not one of them, okay? The first thing you need to know is exactly what you need to sell to make that $1,000 mark in revenue. So you'll want to take a look at your offers, your revenue streams, what you sell in your business, and do some math, okay? So just to break it down for you right here, I told you I was going to get into the nitty gritty. I don't shy away from some numbers at all. So $100,000 a year is equivalent to just over $8,000 a month. In fact, I think it's around $8,333, if my memory serves me correctly. And once we know that number, right, when we want to add that to our business, we want to make that in your business as a profit, then you can figure out how many classes or sessions you need to sell or complete to meet that target, okay? So if you sell private sessions, for example, you'll need to know how many sessions you need to sell to make that number, okay? Which will mean you will need to know how much on average each of your clients spend per visit in your studio. Or you may need to look at the average revenue per class to see what on average you make per class that you offer inside of your business. Because once you know those two numbers, you can figure out how many classes or sessions you need to sell or have on your schedule to meet your target, right? And once you know that, you can break it down even further, perhaps even to the number of classes or sessions per week. If you sell memberships in your business, you'll want to know how many memberships you might need to sell to make that number. Okay. You want to make sure that you are aware of how many offers you need to sell each month to meet your target revenue. Now, maybe that's 100,000, maybe it's 50,000, maybe it's 20,000, whatever the number is, I want you to break it down into something that is really realistic. Okay. Because if you can break it down into a number that becomes very realistic, what I mean by that is a number that is easy to kind of understand on a day-to-day basis, you're breaking it down perhaps into, say, adding an extra 5 clients per week to your schedule. How doable is that, you guys? That can happen. But if you are a solo studio owner and maybe 5 sessions a week is very doable, but 25 sessions a week may not be doable without hiring another teacher. So once you take your revenue goals and you break it down into how many clients or how many sessions you need to be selling, then you've got something to really work with, and you can see very, very easily what needs to happen inside of your business if you want to grow. Because here's the thing, you guys, there are bottlenecks right now in your business that are holding you back from getting to those revenue numbers that you know can be possible for you. And we can only move forward and reach those revenue numbers if we know where the bottlenecks are in your business. Okay. And when you know where those opportunities lie, okay, and how we can essentially solve those for those bottlenecks, we have levers that we can pull at any time to boost your revenue number. But you have to know where those levers lie and what you need to do to activate them. Okay. So when will you get to perhaps that revenue goal of $100,000 or $50,000? When you know how to attract new clients in the door. So your client list is that bit longer. You have that few extra clients that are active in your business. It will also come when you know how to convert new clients seamlessly into clients that visit multiple times per week. It will happen when you know how to price your sessions with the purpose of long-term retention. It will happen when you know what resources and tools that you need inside your business to support your growth. It will happen when you know how to market your business effectively so you can fill your studio schedule with ease. And it will happen when you know exactly which skills you need to develop as the business owner and as the leader of your business. When you know how to utilize all of these different touch points, all of these different levers in your business, all of these different areas of focus, and you can align these with your business goals, that's when the floodgates open and you can reach that opportunity that you are keen to chase after. So what do you need to do? Essentially, what activities need to happen in order for you to grow your revenue? Well, it's likely you'll need to get new clients into the studio with marketing tactics and strategies that attract new clients, that you will want to encourage those clients to visit your studio multiple times per week. You will want to keep those clients coming consistently, week after week and month after month. You'll want systems to automate, delegate, and simplify so that you can find ease and freedom. And you'll want to develop your leadership and your management skills so that you can continue to evolve and grow as the driver of your business. Now, within each of these areas, there are so many tactics and strategies that you can implement that will work for your unique business and your unique business goals. And these are the areas that I focus on that I've used to help hundreds of studio owners just like you to dial in their marketing, their sales, and their systems so that they are able to grow their business in a way that works for them. Often there are gaps, small fixes, adjustments, refinements that will actually make a really big impact on your revenue and your business growth. And what I know is that no two businesses are the same. So if you're trying to copy tactics that you've seen other people implement, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work in your business. I've seen it over and over again where people try to wear hats that don't fit. And it just ends up with more frustration and more overwhelm and more kind of just spinning, right? So I want to see you implement strategies that will work for your unique business and your unique business goals. And I don't believe in a cookie cutter solutions. So if you're serious about growing your business to $100,000 in profit or by $100,000 or more, then you'll want to get the insight and support to make the adjustments you need to get there. It's all available to you inside Thrive, my group coaching program for studio owners. Now, the doors are open right now, and I would love to see you inside. So head over to spring3.com/thrive to learn more, or grab the details in the show notes below. And then you can start your journey towards your $100,000 in revenue from your studio business. So there you have it, the tried and true levers that can be activated to increase revenue in your boutique fitness studio business. But of course, knowing what the levers are is just the beginning. If you've got questions about what I talked about today, please get in touch via the links in the show notes, and I hope to see you next time. Did you love this episode and want more? Head to spring3.com and check out my free resources that will help you run a profitable and fulfilling studio business. And before you go, one last reminder, there is no one way to do what you do, only your way. So whatever it is that you want to do, create, or offer, you've got this. Thanks again for joining me today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.